Welcome to the roast of John Franz and Four Geeks and a Pizza. I'm Jason Revington. I will be your host tonight. You know, finally we got a good fucking host for this thing. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, we got our regulars here. We got the Munchkin Megan. We've got Kyle, who normally has big hair. And then there's John fucking Franz, whose whole ego was, let's make a roast about me. Yeah, so that's and Jason Revington here. You know, I have bad hair today too. That's
you
about
definitely
it.
Do.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking horrible.
I'd shut your mouth if I.
I fucking
hair,
look hot. I bring
your
it.
Hair
I still bring
atrocious.
It bad, but I look so sexy with it. It looks bad. Yeah, I still look good. Okay, so we're gonna open the floor tonight with Kyle Moffitt. Kyle,
that don't.
Oh, he fucking says it every time. Kyle,
okay. It's me, Kyle Moffitt. Okay.
Ooh, you said your name. That
yeah,
was almost
I'm talking.
Cool.
I got the floor.
You got the floor. It's up to you. You go, boy.
All right. So, my gosh. Okay. So, first of all, Jason, our host.
Yes.
I have to thank
wow.
him. I have to thank him. You know, who's able to pry himself away from his constant status updates on Facebook. I'm pretty sure when I log on to my Facebook, half the stuff I see is one Cityville request and 50 new status updates from Jason about the breakfast that he ate and how he stubbed his toe. Alright, I think I can't even ask Jason how he is because he'd update it on his Facebook status before he even gave me the answer. So it's something that I always have to deal with when I go onto the Facebook with you there. Speaking of obsessions... We need to talk about Jason's John Barrowman. Fiasco might be the proper word for it.
Fiasco.
So
he held me.
Pretty, yeah, that's what we've been having to listen to over and over again for probably a week straight now. Times 50 when we were actually at Fan Expo. So we went to Fan Expo, if you weren't listening to the mini-show that we just had before this. Went to Fan Expo. Jason had a photo op with John Barrowman, who is a 40-something-year-old, handsome,
45-year-old
gay star, right? Jason's not gay. I'm not saying he's gay. We'll leave that till later. and he got a photo op with him, and he held him.
Oh, I did, and he did.
He held Jason.
He held
And
me.
We have had to hear Jason talk about it every single day, every hour. I have to say right now, it's probably the longest and loudest nerdgasm I have ever had to deal with. I'm pretty sure he has to change his pants every single time.
Almost. It was very good.
Every single time he talks about
it. I hope it was as good for John Barrowman, because it was very
awkward.
Good for me.
It's getting a little awkward, you know, because you start talking about it, and you just make this weird face, and then you kind of start sweating, and then you're done, and you go to the bathroom and change your pants.
I don't, the pants don't get damaged, the underwear.
It's a little awkward, you know, we have to explain to our friends where you've gone, but he's just not feeling good right now, but he'll be back in a minute. but yeah, you know, Jace, he's a great guy, I make him fun of him, but, you know, it's all good, he's funny. And then I have Megan, my partner in crime, sitting beside me. It was really hard to try to come up with things to say about Megan, because... I really like her, and she drives me up here all the time. but first things first, I was kind of counting on her to be wearing a Buffy shirt. And she's not wearing a Buffy shirt, which is a little weird because I've gotten used to...
No, she just looks like a fucking lumberjack.
Yeah, so as John was saying earlier, she does look like a lumberjack. And I would mess with her when she's dressed like this because...
You know what she
height,
looks like? Remember Kurt and Glee when he was trying to be straight? That's what she looks like to me.
Well, if she's so small as a lumberjack, if she had to cut you down, she could just go right for your ankles right now. She wouldn't have to do nothing, just go straight forward. And you're clean off. But yeah, so I was going to say that I know Megan likes girls, but I've gotten used to seeing Joss Whedon all over her tits. He's always there. Every single time. I don't know. It's this little place to hide between her dirty pillows. But yeah, like I was saying before, it was really, really hard to try to find something to say about Megan that would have been kind of mean but funny. Because I feel so bad because she looks so innocent. But if you know Megan, I've gotten to know her, and she's not innocent. She puts up this facade, I guess. What's the word? Facade? Is that how you say it?
Facade.
God. You guys can roast me on that. You can say how I can't speak proper English. But she puts this little munchkin facade on, where she's all like, "Oh, it's like Cheryl." You know, she's really friendly.
That's the same voice he uses for his testicles.
We don't know that voice, John.
You can talk about that when you're making fun of me, okay? So she thinks, you know, she's this little munchkin coming into the podcast, being represented from Munchkin Land, you know, helping us all out. But really, we all know that underneath that skin, you're not a soft little munchkin. You're a vicious, ruthless, persistent little gremlin just waiting for a drop of water. Just waiting for that drop of water to fall on you. Just waiting.
It's funny because I'm terrified of gremlins.
And then she pounces at you. But, yeah, Megan, you know, she drives everywhere, so.
Actually, in terms of a gremlin, she has to eat after 10 o'clock or whatever.
You guys are screwed.
I like my arms, but I guess she has to eat them then. That's fine.
No, you
gremlins.
Can't feed them after midnight.
After,
that's
is it after
rule.
Midnight or 10? Yeah, it's after midnight, okay.
10's awfully specific.
I guess so.
Anyway.
But, yeah, so after, you know, Megan's going to have a brunch for us, and we're going to sing folk songs, because that's what lesbians do. One last joke, I had to get in there. Just one last one. And then, now, we get to the guest of honor, Jonathan Franz.
Hello.
Jonathan Franz.
How are you, John? How are you feeling?
I'm good, how are you?
Are you nervous?
Not really.
No?
I'm having a good time.
You're having a good time?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just have to say right now that you look good, and that, you know, if anybody here is a Star Trek fan, you should set your lasers to stunning, because he looks fabulous. I had first thing. Okay, I had to talk about this. The second I was thinking about it, I had to write this down. John has been doing these things lately, ever since the Batman movie came out, and probably like way before it. He has this bad habit of impersonating voices, like his favorite lines from the movie. So I'm not sure if anybody listening knows, but I'm sure everybody in this room knows right now. The one that he does the most is Bane. He's always, 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 like, we were sitting at Fan Expo just on the chairs, and he kept doing, what is it? Your punishment must be more severe. And he keeps doing that over and over again.
Does he sound like Yoda when he does it, though?
He sounds like Bane a little. And, you know, it's kind of sexy at first. But then it just starts to get kind of scary after, because of the way he looks at you when he's doing it. I don't know if he's being serious right now, like if he wants to hurt me, or if that's just what he's saying.
Your punishment is it must... Ah, fuck it.
Nice try, John. Nice try.
I tried.
There's an example. Your punishment must be more severe.
You turned
John.
Bane Asian.
That was
that's right. But, I was expecting fortune cookies with that.
But what he likes to do is he does the Bane, but then without giving any warning at all, like it's just like he just switches. He changes to Catwoman and he starts talking about how
John does Catwoman? Fuck this, I wanna see. No.
He starts talking about how I should be hiding because I've been living so large or something. And then he switches back over to Batman and puts on that.
John,
voice.
Do you stand in front of the mirror and just do the movie?
I've asked him that.
Does he do that?
He sits in front of the mirror and practices with his face and his voice. This is what your punishment must be.
Do you do Alfred?
I sound like... I'm not going to say it. Do Alfred.
Never.
That's
a wrong movie, though.
Yeah, that's kind of
That's
weird.
The Dark Knight.
I don't think you should do that ever again. But, he switches between them so quickly. It's... Your punishment must be more severe. Then Catwoman, then Batman. It's kind of like you're trying to have a serious conversation with them, and it's like trying to have a serious conversation with Robin Williams. Like, it's just like he's split personality, and
he's
he just can't stay who
but,
he is.
But he's stuck. He's stuck on the Dark Knight Rises.
He keeps
changing. He's like a Dark Knight Rises schizophrenic, isn't he?
Yeah. When I go to hang out with him, so who am I hanging out with today? Bane, Catwoman, or Batman? Or is it kind of John today?
He'll be Lucius Fox one day.
He doesn't even know. He has no idea until... It's too late, and I'm crying in a corner because he's scarred me. But John is definitely still a kid at heart. And by kid, I mean loser. First thing, when we get to my house a lot of the times, if I want to, even if I just want to check something on my Facebook, first thing he does, Kyle, can I do Pokemon? Can I do Pokemon? Can I play Pokemon? And I say, yes, you can play Pokemon on my phone, John. And it's funny because I like Pokemon. The thing is, I'm trying to do something on the internet, and every 5 minutes I get interrupted. Kyle, can you look up how I can get to this gym? Can you look up how I have to beat this person, Kyle? I don't know how to get here. Can you look up how to get here?
I thought you were saying John wants to go to the gym.
No.
I was like, what the fuck?
No.
John wants to look up how to go to the gym?
No. No.
Was that Bane John? That wasn't John. That must have been Bane John wanting to go to the gym. Kyle, can you find a gym for me?
But then, just like a little kid, he's all whiny and cranky until you put the Pokemon in his hands, and then he's just all content and he's quiet and he can handle it. But you know, that's my Pokemon. I have to say one more thing about John, and it's probably, he knows I'm going to talk about this. I told everyone. I complain about it all the time. He has this very, very bad OCD. I'm going to say it's an OCD because it's like irritating and makes me mad sometimes. He has to be early. For some, anything that's happening, he has to be early. There is no way in hell he can be on time or a few minutes late. And if he's a few minutes late, he will rip you a new one.
I don't see anything wrong with that, John.
Oh, no, this is...
Jason.
You wouldn't see anything wrong. So, like, it can be the littlest thing.
I see that.
It can be like, we are going to go meet somebody for coffee and they're going to be late. And we know they're going to be late, but he still has to be 10 minutes early to their time that they're going to be late at. And we have to sit in there. And you have to wait. And if you are late, like I said, it's a mistake that has to be paid for with blood. It's the only way that you can fix it.
Or semen.
I guess. I don't know where that's going.
I don't know that stuff at all.
Okay. But
it's like a wrong
but
term.
John's awesome, and I love him, and that's all I have to say. But
I love you too.
Good.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Stupid dick.
Did my... Wow.
Kyle, that was awesome.
Host.
I say.
Now Megan
Thank
Beck
you.
Is doing it.
No, it's...
Megan
Jesus.
Beck.
I'm third,
it's
Derek.
Not both male, female, male.
Female?
Two males. Yes. That's right. Male, female, male, female. Yes, Megan, that's... Now you understand it.
Well, I thought I looked like a lumberjack. So.
You do look like fucking Kurt. I'm expecting your little pink houses coming out of your mouth pretty
we
soon.
We live in 2012. Lumberjack's
she's going
to
take that hat off
now.
And there's going to be a beaver on her head. And a moose ski in her hand.
There's going to be a beaver on her head?
Yeah, she's going to be like,
see, Megan wishes there was a beaver on her face. What are you talking about?
A big fluffy one.
Yes.
I don't even know how you expect me to do this if you're going to make me laugh that hard. So, I'm here with my cousin and good friend, Jason Remington.
Wow, okay. I guess I'm first up again.
Twice removed. So it's still legal.
I had a hard time thinking about stuff about Jason because I just look up to him so much.
Wow.
Not too far, I mean, like...
I'm not that much taller than you. Yes.
But what we didn't tell you, Jason, is that this isn't really a... Rose podcast. This is really an intervention.
Is it an intervention?
It's an intervention about Facebook.
Yeah.
You, my friend, are a statusaholic.
It's kind of irritating.
I do change them a bit.
We don't.
A bit?
I update.
He's in denial, Megan.
I know.
We need to get you to accept help.
Megan, keep going.
But like Kyle said, we don't need to know what you ate for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What color your pee was.
We don't,
okay.
Yes. We don't need to know about the kernels of corn in your pee.
I thought that was important.
Are you going to go?
No,
show
like
some fucking professionalism here.
Fuck
some decorum. What the fuck? I'm getting roasted here. Come on, bring that.
Hardly. She's roasting herself right now.
Okay. Thank you. Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Jason, he is known here as the ultimate fanboy.
Mm.
Really, it should be the ultimate fan grandfather because he's the oldest one here by far. Jason.
She's like one, he's like one of those pathetic old men that you see in a fucking porno theater jerking off. Sorry if any of our audience
is dirty old men. Yes.
Yeah.
He's just sitting back there.
I'm sure you guys all know about Jason's geek room that he has here in his apartment. It's pretty much a 12-year-old boy's nirvana.
as I am at heart.
Jason here. He lives in Never Never Land with the fairy dust that he gets there that he gets from John Kyle.
Hey!
Yeah.
You need some more fairy dust? Sprinkle, sprinkle.
That's all I have to say about Jason.
well, thank you, Megan.
You're welcome, Jason.
He seems kind of hurt right now.
I'm saddened.
He's concaving in.
Really? Because his face is hurting me.
Oh!
It's not your turn to roast yet.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
I guess we're next going to move on to our good friend here, Kyle.
I'm excited. I like jokes.
Kyle, as we've heard earlier, has big hair usually.
Yeah.
Today he doesn't. The only thing you can really compare Kyle's hair to is Super Saiyan hair. it's actually his superpower. It takes him about the same amount of time as it does them to shoot off a blast of energy.
Like 2 episodes.
No, like what? The first episode is, you know, Kyle Ryan's hair.
Then he goes and stands around and talks.
No, is that overboard?
That's true.
No, that's
true.
That is not true because then you'd have to take him away from his hair. Okay?
One effort.
Another thing about Kyle, he's known here as our soon-to-be vampire.
Mm-hmm.
What you might not know about Kyle is he's a little bit of a germaphobe. I'm not sure how he would do as a vampire, considering he won't share a drink with me. How is he going to suck someone's blood? Somebody's cock, maybe, but...
How does that work? That looks like it's gross.
I like that joke.
Unfortunately, that's all I have to say about Kyle.
Oh, Maggie.
Oh,
and here we go.
I'm going to slash your tires.
Well, I drove you here, so I'm going to be getting very far. And next we have John. Well, I could say so many things about John. When I was trying to write down some jokes here, I could think of nothing because, let's face it, you can't help but say it in the moment with John. There's so much to say. You've said it already. Right, John? I've already said everything. But John here, I don't know if you know, anybody knows, but he is pretty much all arms and legs.
Gangly fuck, eh?
Yeah.
What if my dad
called
a beanstalk?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He looks like one of those guys at the gas station, the big tall guys that flop around all the time.
The wacky
yeah. That's
like
what he looks
man.
Like when he's dancing, actually. Another thing about his arms and legs that he's got here, we went to Polaris and John and Kyle wake up in the morning and I look over and there's John and Kyle. Kyle's on the corner of the bed and John's wrapped around him like a facehugger.
Yeah, my body does not belong to me when I see him.
John here is a hypocrite. I just have to say that right now. He is a time Nazi, as Kyle said.
Oh, yes.
But at the same time, and he wants you to commit to anything. For example, Megan, what are you doing on Friday? Do you want to do this? I don't know yet. No, I have to know now.
Yeah.
But if you ask John about something, he can never give you a straight answer.
No, I have to wait till work. I have to get my schedule.
I don't know. I think I might be doing this instead.
You see how I feel.
Just a hypocrite.
Mm.
I only wrote one more joke for John. I'm going to tell it to you guys now.
And none of them were good.
I hope it's a good one.
Shut up, John. I saw a t-shirt the other day that I liked for John. It said, "I'm so fabulous, I fart glitter." I thought it was pretty good for John. It was pretty right on the nose. Except then I thought about it more and I realized what it really should have said is, "John's so fabulous, he farts out Edward Cullen's cock."
Oh. You're going to need some polysporin for that burn.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Bacon.
There you go, man.
Very
thank
good.
You. I tried.
Edward Cullen's cock, eh?
Yeah, Edward Cullen's cock.
Hey, at least like somebody went X-rated here.
John,
I was waiting for it to happen.
Twilight. So now it's my turn. Right?
Oh, it's your turn.
Wow, I have nothing to say. Kyle.
Yes.
Talking about his hair. I don't know why. That, like, they stayed at my place for 4 days. He's fucking two.
He was fucking
in that room, Megan.
We weren't fucking in that room.
No. In that room. Megan. It was. They gate up my house, okay?
I think there's like rainbow colored dribbles.
I expected that little Skittle fucking rainbow in there. You know, it was raining men in that fucking room. I walk in the morning, I'm like, I don't know what to look. I'm gotta try to wake them up, but I'm like, fuck, am I gonna see something I don't wanna see? And so, you know, I look in, I'm like, fucking John's shirtless. Fuck, he's scrawny. Okay, wake up, bitches. And then, so. Kyle, he does it live. Everybody did everything first. Tammy showered first, then myself, then fucking I don't even know if you two showered together or
you
showered separately or what. We
saved water.
You did.
You know, that's all it was.
I'm sure that's all it was. So
you have
then,
my shampoo, by the way.
Do I?
I left it here.
I stole it. The little one. I use it at my gym. A little mini one.
No, you can have that. This is totally not part of it.
No, you
have
to show it. It's there.
What happens
when
Jason and Kyle start talking about hair? They completely forget everything else.
So then, I didn't think anybody cared about their hair more than I do, the spikes. Let me tell you, I'm waiting for this guy in the morning. No, it's only a few more minutes, like fucking half an hour went by. I'm like, John, we missed, and I have to tell John, because I can't yell at Kyle. Right, so I have to give John shit so he can, like, it's like he has to, I don't want to scold a child, you know, so I have to tell John to scold him, right? So I'm like, John, we missed the first fucking bus already because I'm almost done. Do you have a blow dryer?
And you didn't.
And I didn't have a blow dryer, no, so, you know, that was it. That was my experience with Kyle in the morning. He wasn't bad, though. He didn't whine like I expected him to. I expected him to be a whiny little bitch, but he was okay.
Grumpy.
Yeah, he was okay, though. Fucking, he was not as bad as I expected. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I have to say about Kyle.
Wow, that was a great roast. How about just compliment him the whole way through?
I'm holding all for you, buddy.
At least somebody compliments me. Relationship.
I didn't say his hair was nice. I just said he took time. Fuck. Okay.
Don't let me get your head
caught. Yeah. You know. I was like, what the fuck in
maybe
the back?
Maybe just go style
like,
it for you guys right now.
He has, you know, he has fucking like things in the back popping out, and he's like, does it look good? I'm like,
he's got stuff popping
I'm
out
like,
everywhere.
Bam. He does. He's got an eye, something under his eye, right in his ear and his lip. Yes,
you know
what's
making fun of my piercing?
I was going to, but I thought
you
were off limits. You know, that's kind of
No.
Do you go off? Did you set them off when you went to the metal detectors?
No.
Really?
They don't go off.
Really?
They're surgical steel. I don't think they count.
Really?
No, it didn't go off.
No.
But anyway.
I'm not even a Wonderland.
Wonderland has metal detectors now? We've gone that fucking ghetto that Wonderland has metal detectors now? What the
there.
Fuck?
Speaking of ghetto.
Wonderland?
Anyway.
Roast
time.
John's haircut.
Jason's neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, we can't leave
Megan
car parked outside for too long or else it's going to be like...
Hey, don't diss the hood, okay? Right, Megan?
Is it my turn now?
Am I supposed to be dissing Megan now?
I think so.
What the fuck is with the look tonight? Seriously, what would possess you on roast night to dress like fucking Kurt Hummel trying to be straight? I do not get this at all, Megan. I think she's going through an identity crisis. First is, I'm going to try to dress girly because I'm going to try to pick up some lesbian. I don't know why she tried to dress girly. Honestly, I never got an answer over why she tried to dress girly. I guess she felt I'm going to go for a different kind of lesbian. I don't know. And then, you know, normally the Megan I know is like a hoodie, t-shirt wearing kind of Megan. And then all of a sudden she shows up at my house one day and she's like dressed with frills and I'm like...
And we're like, oh
my
God.
What the fuck did you do to my cousin?
Look at that cleavage.
Well, I didn't say that, but maybe you did.
Yeah,
I was
well,
like, what the fuck did you do? What the fuck did you do to my cousin is what I was thinking. And then she's like, I'm being girly now. I was told I should dress more girly. I don't know who the fuck told her that, but... Damn, Diane. So yeah, that didn't get Megan any more cooch. So now what she's trying, what she's trying, she's going fucking lumberjack, because I'm guessing somebody told her that that was going to get her pussy. So Megan, the only pussy you're going to get looking like that is the one at your house.
She used to have five of them.
Yeah, I know. Megan, you were playing with pussy all the time.
Fuck you, Jason.
I'm gonna status update that.
Seriously, right?
Yeah.
I bet there's already been 10 status updates the whole time I've been sitting here. Just so <don't> funny. Updated 5 seconds ago.
Kyle tried to diss me. Fuck him. Tag. Cut him off.
I'll write on my Facebook, hey, podcast was great. I'll get 10 likes from Jason in 2 seconds.
A like from me is like the golden seal, okay?
A like from you?
A like from you is like walking outside in the middle of the day. It happens all the time. Nothing special.
I thought we were roasting Megan, you fucking cocks.
Sorry.
Megan?
You wish you were fucking cocks.
No, I don't.
Look at John Barrowman.
Yeah, not even then.
Okay, he has to go change his pants now.
I did.
Did you see that face he was just making?
Oh, John Barrowman.
I'm done with you. Literally.
Uh-oh.
John.
John's turn.
John. The man that after 15 podcasts wants to get roasted. He thinks we're so successful that 15 podcasts brings a roast, Megan. Ego. The ego on this man here.
It's actually why we couldn't do this podcast in your geek room. There wasn't enough space for
No, there head. Wasn't. There wasn't.
For
we
what?
For your head. Your head wouldn't fit in the room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of head, what
can
the fuck is with that hair? What the fuck is with that hair, John? Jesus Christ. Fuck. If you haven't seen John lately, people, his fucking hair,
He looks like he needs a titty tickler.
Serious.
And he'd fit right in.
It's serious.
It's got its own freaking atmosphere.
It's scary. Fuck.
Small
every
little
time,
pieces of hair.
Every time I see John, his hair just fucking grows and it gets more scary. I expect it's got wings and shit now. Fuck.
Like your tampon?
Yes. Yes. I don't know what to say after that.
I'm laughing at my own fucking joke. This is bad.
Yeah, you know you're pathetic.
I'm trying to think, I'm like, tampons and wings? I never fucking used one. I don't have nosebleeds often.
What was that sound you just made when you swallowed your fucking drink?
I liked what I said. I was laughing at my own. I know. John.
Aw, poor little fairy.
Yes. Fuck, I got Meg and I had Fruit and Loop in my house for fucking 4 years. I'm telling you, fucking, it was fuck. And then there was Megan. She stayed in that room too, so it was a fucking
She's
room.
Like the guy on the Bounty paper towel. Is it Bounty? I don't know. Who has the lumberjack?
Well,
maybe
you should research your joke.
The lumberjack?
Who's the lumberjack on the paper towel roll?
I don't know.
Is the lumberjack a paper towel?
I thought so. Anyway, go.
I like that. He's like, I failed. Move on.
That's John.
More is there to say about John?
That's John, always failing.
Yeah, what's more to say about John? You guys want to talk about status fucking updates. Four Geeks and a Pizza John! Four Geeks and a Pizza John! I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Every fucking day. Save it and do one. All these things.
John has added a new post.
Yes.
John has added a new post.
And then
John
I go,
Jason
and
added
and then I go, I'm
posts.
Like, fuck, let me go see how many viewers. I'm like, Fucking John. There's like 10 people. That's it.
Jason has
John.
Like the last 15 uploads from John. Somebody commented on every single one thing. Smiley face.
Somebody liked
it.
Somebody's got to like John's stuff. You know, I feel so bad for him. Nobody else pulled. I'm like, fucking John. Nobody went and read his Scream fucking thing either. I didn't read that one yet. John.
See, John, you can't even look at him without laughing. That's why Jason's having trouble.
Everybody picks on John so much. I used to defend John.
And then you realize you're useless.
And then it's a futile thing because you can't help. But even I'm not a bully, but I couldn't. I'm like, fucking John. He just has this thing, you know. He likes when he moves, shakes his hands.
Oh, yeah.
Megan, we're not on time. John, are we going to go to the movies on Saturday? I don't know, Megan.
On Saturday? That's
Saturday.
Not enough time. 2 weeks
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
2 weeks is not enough time for you to plan that one week.
Yeah.
But it's okay. He has an escape route now. Ever since his hair's grown out, he has these little wings on the side of his head. He just has a flap and fly. Okay, see you later, John. There he goes. Is it a bird? It's a plane?
It's
no, fucking John.
It's John's hair. Fuck.
Oh boy.
Right. Let's
and
see.
Then you know what? What else there is about John? Megan, you're gonna agree with this. John, stop pretending that Spider-Man is your favorite fucking superhero.
It is.
Please,
Batman.
It's Batman. Who's on your wallet right now, John?
Batman.
Yes. You know.
Who is it, John?
Batman.
Yes,
no, not
you're not saying fucking Spider-Man quotes to Kyle. You're saying Batman quotes to Kyle. I never hear. You're not watching the Spider-Man cartoons. You're watching the Batman cartoons. It is Batman. Batman.
He doesn't look impressed with you right now.
I'm Batman.
I'm just listening.
So I'm calling him out on his shit. He always. It's not Spider-Man's my favorite.
I just never thought anyone could look so retarded.
Well, I know you do.
Oh, poor John. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Speaking of comic books, though, Jason, just you and your Captain America obsession. I think it's so funny that it's Captain America that you admire and that you love. And then we go and we play a superhero game called GURPS.
Yes.
And his character that he plays is the embodiment of the opposite of everything Captain America stands for.
That's because I can never be Captain America. I can be Wolverine. I have a lot of Wolverine, Mindy. I like Captain America. I like what he stands for, but I could never... So I can be Wolverine. You know, I'm short. I'm Canadian.
And you are definitely short.
I am.
Anyway, I think it's John's turn now.
Yeah, let's see what you can dish out.
Yeah.
Okay, who should I start with?
Hold on, the crickets are getting ready.
I don't know what to say to that either.
It's okay.
All right. I'm going to start with Kyle Moffitt.
Me first.
Me first, buddy.
I'm complimented.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle is quite well known for taking many, many, many pictures of nothing. And, you know, like anything that could be considered slightly amusing, he will take a picture of. His cat, you know.
Mostly my cat.
Yeah, a lot of his cat. A lot of pussy. It would, you know, put Megan to shame.
You should be worried about
that. You know, it's really irritating. And I don't know where I'm going with this joke. I'm the worst out of all of us. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You know, you've...
We already
yeah.
did that, John.
You've already
you know,
stripped me down now. God bless you.
And Kyle...
I had to do it again so that I can't bless twice.
Kyle's always tremendously late, and it angers me. Mm. It's really, really frustrating. You know, I think Megan even came up with a joke about
yeah.
it.
If Kyle was my period, Kyle's my period, I'm just shitting bricks every month.
Yes. He's so late that he's... Yeah, that's pretty funny. Something that you can come up with.
I don't even get it.
Well, I don't know.
Anyway.
If you were her
period,
she...
period, do you poo? Is that what happens?
Well,
no,
because she's
that,
worried
that
she's
going to
be pregnant.
Oh, shitting bricks, I get it. You'd be shitting a Buick.
And honestly, I don't know where I'm going to go with Kyle. This
Sorry,
is
I'm
tough.
Too awesome.
Yeah,
I can make fun of you, but you can't make
you
fun
are
of
too
me.
Awesome.
Kyle!
Super Saiyan mode. See, all the good jokes were already taken.
And that's how I do my hair in the morning. Kamehameha! It just goes up on its own.
Fuck! I'm allergic to John.
Jason Revington.
Oh, shit.
He's allergic to all this.
I am.
Jason.
Kyle. John.
Once again, with the
Richard
Facebook.
Gaze. Right.
Everything is liked by Jason.
Is it?
There is not. I could tell Jason I'm going to shit in his mouth or fucking teabag his eyes.
Because I feel bad for you. Nobody else
He would like something. It. He would like it. And
I would look.
He's creaming his pants. And he wishes I had the power to make men or make it rain men, because then John Barrowman might come by.
He may.
Right? Right? And I'm doing so bad at this, I can't even, like...
We have destroyed
you
from
our
You
have.
You
guys were great. Thank you.
We just destroyed you.
And in closing...
What about Megan?
I'm going on with Megan.
Oh, thank God.
And in closing, you don't really need to say much about Megan. There's not much to say. Fuck.
Megan Beck, the woman who not only physically resembles a hobbit, but acts like one, too. She's whiny, and she likes to sit on her ass. She isn't as pleasant. She isn't as pleasant as one, though. Let's just call her a hobbitch. When you eventually get her outside, all
That's
she does is bitches and complains.
A hobbitch.
You know, it's too early. It's too hot. I haven't had a coffee yet. Yes, this hobbit substitutes coffee for tea. And she is friendly. Almost too friendly. Don't get me wrong. She definitely isn't friendly in the slutty way. She probably hasn't been laid in years.
Fuck you.
Not one tall man has brought his long staff through her hobbit hole in years. Not since a tremendous curse had befallen a magical, amazing young man that made him go the way of Frodo Baggins and Samwise Gamgee, if you know what I'm saying. Has this wretched little creature had her sexual fantasies met?
Megan, is he saying your cooch turns men gay? Is that what he's saying?
His dick turned me gay, so.
Wow.
It's cursed. I thought I could hear strange echoes from down there. It sounded like tribal chanting.
Megan.
Okay, I'm done. You guys were good. I really had nothing back or like good enough to say back to you.
No, you did a good job.
I am honored that you all came here tonight to roast me.
Thank you for having us.
You were all quite hilarious.
Fuck you.
You wish.
Hobbitch.
I've been there, done that, don't want to go back.
Hobbitch.
All right, queer boner, let's finish this here.
Yeah.
He's the host.
Oh, my
Do your
host.
Fucking
I was
job.
I was talking to him.
Queer boner?
Yeah.
Let's see.
John Barrowman somewhere around here?
Hold on, he's got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. There goes that face again.
Barrowman's a good man, okay?
In bed?
I didn't know that.
That's what he's talking
about. Ascot. But, well.
What about Ascots?
No.
Ascots? Jack Skellington?
Jack, yeah, I don't have no idea who that is.
Jack Skellington is from Nightmare Before Christmas, so I don't see how he ties into this.
He wears an ascot, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we're done the roast, so thank you all, and hopefully you find it funny. I don't know.
And if you didn't, sorry.
I had a lot of fun. It was fun.
It was fun.
You guys.
It was fun. I wish I'd been better prepared.
Yours was good.
We'll do another one and
yeah.
We'll be more prepared.
And I'll
Who are we going to roast next?
Ooh, maybe we should
I think we should roast John again.
We'll invite people over and roast them and not tell them that we're roasting them. We should do that.
But if we have a poll, who should be roasted next?
You would like a
choose.
Poll, wouldn't you?
Oh,
yes.
Fuck. Poll a poll? Nobody fucking would go to our website, fuck, for one. Nobody would go there and vote on what Tammy's going
to
vote.
People go to our website.
They do not, John.
They just
we,
don't vote.
They don't vote. They don't
hey.
Poll. They don't.
Our listeners are listening right now, and you
yeah,
are
you're
belittling them. You're insulting them.
I'm not belittling the ones that go.
I'm
belittling the ones that don't. Yeah, that's it. Wow. Yeah. That's right.
I told you. She's a little gremlin.
Yeah. Is it after midnight? She's
Remember,
eating?
Hobbit.
She's conniving.
All right, everyone.
That is, I know.
Thank you, and good night, everyone.
Yes, good night.
Thank you.
Follow the elephant round.
Okay, end it, John. Hit fucking close.
Bye-bye.